in a pickle between third and second. Over at third, Skinner flips it back to second, and they got him. It goes 1-5-4 on the putout, and Dylan Schlotterbeck only goes to first base. So takes care of Christian Smith-Johnson, and second out of the top of the second. Still 5-0 Woodchucks. Man on first base is Schlotterbeck, and it brings up the right-handed hitting catcher, Max Solis. And Solis, the right-hander from the University of Kansas, takes the first pitch for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and earlier in the game, he ended up grounding out 6-3, but it was an RBI as there's a pickoff move back to first base, and Schlotterbeck dives safely back into the bag. 0-1 the count. Krusenberry looking to work through this inning. 0-1 coming home, and the pitch in there for strike number two. Now an 0-2 count. And Krusenberry, his pitch count is a little bit lower than you'd expect with a four-run inning. That was just his 21st pitch of the inning. I thought he was getting up there, but been a lot of early swings from the Woodchucks. 0-2 count coming home. That one called low for ball number one. Now 1-2 to Solis. His 13 home runs on the season lead the Woodchucks offense. He had a home run in three straight games entering yesterday. Didn't hit one, though, and that pitch missing high and tight for ball number two. Now a 2-2 count. So the Rafters feel like they got the better of Solis yesterday, even though he still did get on base a couple of times. Ended up going 2-for-5 with a walk, so he reached three times, but no home runs in the game as the 2-2 count coming home misses for ball number three. And Krusenberry can't really believe it on that one and kicks the dirt trying to get back on the right track. A 3-2 count. Didn't miss by much on that last pitch. 3-2 count, runner going. This one's hit up the middle towards center field on the run. Beauchesne, he is there and makes the play for out number three. That takes us through the top of the second. In the inning, four runs come across for the Woodchucks on five hits. There weren't any errors, and the Woodchucks left one on base. We go to the bottom of the second. It's 5-0 Wausau here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the Rafters here.
Do you love a good mystery? Want to dive into the minds of those who create them? Tune in to Masters of Mystery on WFHR Sunday, July 27th at 9 p.m. as South African mystery writer Stanley Trollope and New York historical fiction author Anna Maria Alfieri discuss their books, their writing journeys, and perhaps divulge the secrets behind their nefarious plots. Masters of Mystery is recorded before a live audience.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It was a shutout first inning for Zach Wyatt, although he did allow a double to Kareem Arusovic. The Rafters hoping to get the offense rolling along. They trail 5-0 in the bottom of the second. Zach Wyatt, the righty on the mound for the Woodchucks. He will lead things off against Landon Gaz. Gaz, the right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup to start off the inning. First pitch on the way, hit up the middle into center field, and that sneaks on through for a leadoff single. Second hit of the game for the Rafters, and They've got a man aboard with nobody out in the bottom of the second. Brings up Luke Skinner. 5-0 Woodchucks lead, and Skinner, the left-handed hitting third baseman, well, he's been hitting the ball pretty hard and hasn't struck out as much as of late, but still looking to get those hits. Left-handed hitter from Loyola Marymount University tries to place a bunt down, but it goes straight back into the netting. Now an 0-1 count, and Skinner batting just .144 this year and started off the year pretty red hot for the Rafters, but it's been an up and down year for him, especially because of the month that he missed due to injury. 0-1 count, here's hit to left center field, dropping it, will get down at the grass, edge of the warning track for a hit, rounding into second base. It's back-to-back hits for the Rafters, a double from Luke Skinner. And now runners on second and third with nobody out in the bottom of the second. The Rafters looking to do damage against Zach Wyatt, who has been on a roll as of late. 3 hits in the game for the Rafters in just 6 batters. And it brings up Harrison Garrett, our pregame guest of the show, with 2 on and nobody out. First pitch taken outside for ball number 1. And Garrett, one of the biggest on-base threats that the Rafters have seen this season. In just 3 games, he's been retired only twice. 1-0, the count coming home. Misses inside for ball number 2. He's reached base 9 total times. 4 walks, 4 hit by pitches, and he's also got a hit. A single that he got back at Green Bay. 2-0 the count. And the pitch coming home. This one's laced into left field, and that gets down for a hit. He stays red hot with an RBI single. And his second RBI of the season gets the Rafters on the board. 3 straight hits for the Rafters to start off the second inning. It's now a 5-1 game. Woodchucks still have the lead, but the Rafters' offense is rolling in the bottom of the second. Harrison Garrett now on first base, Luke Skinner on third, and Landon Gaz just came home to score. Now at the plate, Mike Monum looking for his first hit in a Rafters uniform. First pitch, misses outside for ball number 1. Made his debut yesterday at Wausau. Pickoff move back to first base, and Garrett dives head first back into the bag, and you can just tell that Garrett is having a ton of fun here in Wisconsin Rapids. Trying to show that on the base paths now. He's leaning over there at first. Doesn't go, but a swing and a miss from Monum here. Now a 1-1 count. And Harrison Garrett over there on first base. On third, Luke Skinner, so that's what you're looking at. Garrett, no stolen base attempts yet. 1-1 count, grounded over to the left side of the infield and bobbled over at third base. Picked up, throw to first, has to be rushed, but it's in time, and it's a 5-3 put out. Could have been a double play, but it is not. It is an RBI for Mike Monum as it goes 5-3, and it makes it now a 5-2 ball game in the bottom of the second. Harrison Garrett does advance over to second base, and Luke Skinner came home to score. Runner on second with 1 out in the bottom of the second, and the first pitch to Eric Harper gets a swing and a miss for strike number 1. And Harper in the 9 hole in the batting order, but had 2 hits in the game yesterday, one of them a home run. Solo shot that put the Rafters on top 3-2. 0-1 count coming home. It is taken for strike number 2. Now an 0-2 count. And Mike Monum able to get the RBI, but still looking for that first hit. We'll see if he can get it his next time up. Harper, though, he had been struggling up until yesterday's game, and now he sends one into right center field. That gets down for a hit. Rafters' 4th hit of the inning, and rounding third coming home. The throw is in plenty of time, and maybe should not have gone there. It's a single, and Harrison Garrett out by a mile at the plate, although Eric Harper does advance to second on the throw. So the Rafters basically just get a ground out of sorts. Keep the runner on second base. Harrison Garrett was hustling for home plate, but He was about halfway up that line when the throw got home. So now a runner on second with two away in the bottom of the second. Man at the plate, Hiroto Kobayashi takes the first pitch on the outside edge for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Kobayashi, the right-handed hitting right fielder, Rafters down three runs. It's 5-2 in the bottom of the second. 0-1 count. It's fouled back and out of play. 0-2 the count. Kobayashi up for the second time this game. He's the Rafters' leadoff man in the batting order. 0-1 after grounding out 6-3 back in the first inning. Man on second is Eric Harper, and he's a speedster, so you can watch for him to try and take off. We'll see if he does. 0-2 count coming home. Misses in the dirt for ball number one, picked up behind the plate by Max Solis. 1-2 the count, and Kobayashi mentioned it earlier in the game, but he has been red hot leaning into this one, batting .297 over his last 20 games after struggling out the gates. 1-2 count. This one's laced out towards left field, but on the run is the left fielder, and he will bring it in for out number three, and that takes us through the second inning. But the Rafters do pick up two runs on four hits. There were no errors, and the Rafters left one aboard. We head to the third. It's 5-2 Woodchucks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and service to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Tristan Krusenberry is looking to settle things down here in the top of the third inning. The Rafters trail it 5-2, but Krusenberry coming off of three straight really good appearances and looking to keep the momentum rolling along. Today has not been his best day, but in large part that's due to just such a good offense from the Wausau Woodchucks. The Woodchucks this year, the number one offense in the Northwoods League in almost every offensive category. And leading off the top of the third, Dom Rodriguez at the plate, swings and misses at the first pitch. 0-1 the count. Rodriguez will be followed by Hunter Carlson and Zach Knowlton due up in the top of the third. Three-run lead for the Woodchucks after the Rafters brought back two in the bottom of the second. Couple of RBIs for the Rafters, one from Harrison Garrett, one from Mike Monahan. Couple of post-All-Star break additions. That pitch misses for ball number one. A 1-1 count to Rodriguez. And he sends this one to the right side of the infield. Sliding down, the second baseman, Akko, throws it to first and in time for a 4-3 putout to take care of the leadoff man in the third inning. Brings up Hunter Carlson with one away and the base is empty. Still a three-run lead for the Woodchucks. And Carlson, the left-handed hitting DH for the Woodchucks, playing in his third game. He led off the second inning with a single, although he was thrown out at home plate. He sends one high in the air towards center field, running up on it, Beauchesne, and he will make the play for out number two. Two up, two down in the third inning, and Tristan Krusenberry looking to cruise through this one. getting back on the right track. He has retired his last four batters in a row after allowing five of six batters to record hits to start off the second inning. First pitch here to Zach Knowlton misses outside for ball number one, and the Woodchucks all just in chunks right there in the second. They scored four runs in the second inning. 1-0 count coming home. It is called outside for ball number two, a 2-0 count. And Krusenberry, you kind of watch him on the mound, and what you're looking for is just how focused is he and how loose does he look? As the 2-0 count misses upstairs for ball number three, the looser that he looks, the better he pitches. And that's one of the things that he's told me plenty of times off the air. 3-0 count coming home. It misses low for ball number four. And a four-pitch walk there. Krusenberry shakes his head. That was a tight strike zone there, but something that Krusenberry's had to deal with throughout the season. He has been all around the strike zone a majority of the time. Hasn't had all too many games with a lot of wild pitches. None in this game so far. First pitch on the way home now to Keegan Jurschley. Misses low for ball number one. Zach Knowlton reached first base for the second time this game. After that walk, pickoff move back to first to make sure that Knowlton doesn't try and take off. Knowlton did come around to score back in the second. Put them up 2-0 on the run that he scored. Now the 1-0 count to Jurschley, misses inside, ball number two. 2-0 the count, that's six straight balls from Tristan Krusenberry. And no mound visit. A lot of the times you get to see that where the catcher will kind of stand up after six straight balls. Harrison Garrett, though, not doing so as there's a pickoff move back to first base. Garrett, very vocal guy, and talked to him for the pregame show today, and he actually wanted to do the pregame show. He kind of came up to me. He's like, hey, when can I get my chance? 2-0 count coming home. That one is in there for strike number one, a 2-1 count. And I said, you know what? Today's a great day. You've been on fire and of course, getting new to the team, let's introduce the fans to you. Pickoff moved back to first and couldn't quite get Knowlton. He got a little bit of a jump there going from first to second, but not quite in time on the pickoff move. Throw back to first base. 2-1 the count. And when I was talking with Garrett in the pregame show, he said his talking helps communication with the team. Grounder over to short. Throw back to first is in time. It's a 6-3 putout. And, well, Garrett made the right decision not to have a mound visit there as Krusenberry was able to finish off that inning with back-to-back good pitches and gets the 6-3 ground out to take us through the top of the third. In that third inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It's 5-2 Woodchucks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells
see
me,
me going in, James, like, sticking James, boxes of
yes,
mozzarella.
James, you leave that where it is. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turn into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
The Zach Wyatt looked really good in the first inning, but in the second, the Rafters were able to get the offense rolling against the righty. He is back out here for the third inning. We'll see if the Rafters can have the same kind of success back to their 2, 3, and 4 batters due up in the bottom of the third. It's currently a 5-2 lead for the Woodchucks. And Kareem Arusovic swings and misses at the first pitch for strike number one, an 0-1 count. Arusovic, the left-handed hitting DH, it's a lefty-righty matchup with Wyatt on the mound. 0-1 count coming home, and that pitch taken on the lower outside corner for strike number two. 0-2 the count. Arusovic, the left-handed hitter from UC San Diego, a Park Ridge, Illinois native. 1-for-1 on the game. He doubled back in the first inning. Takes the 0-2 count outside. Now a 1-2 count. And always so tough to take pitches with two strikes, especially when you're down in the count, such as an 0-2 count. Even 1-2, it's difficult. 1-2 count here. Breaking ball caught on the outside edge for strike number three. And that puts him in the books backwards for the first out of the third inning. Brings up Jake Beauchesne with one away, and the base is empty in the bottom of the third. Still a 5-2 Woodchucks lead, and Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting center fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Wyatt. In the second inning, the Rafters had 4 hits, started off the inning with 3 straight. First pitch to Beauchesne misses low as he holds back on the swing. 1-0 the count. Back in the first inning, Beauchesne popped out to first base, but did so on 6 pitches. Had a full count, 1-0 count. This one's roped up the middle. That sneaks on through into center field. A one-out single for Jake Beauchesne. The Rafters have their 6th hit of the game. Offense has been seeing the ball well, getting a good barrel on the bat. Only 1 strikeout in the game, and that came from Kareem Arusovic just a few moments ago. Brings up Matanaka with a man on first and 1 away in the bottom of the third. 3-run Woodchucks lead. Pickoff move back to first, and Beauchesne wasn't quite ready, but still able to get back to the base in time. And Akko will still wait on that first pitch. Pitch on the way home. It misses low for ball number one. Now a 1-0 count. And Akko, 0-for-1 on the game. Grounded out 5-3 back in the first inning. Comes from Fordham University, an L.A. native, and a pickoff move back to first. Once again, nearly gets Beauchesne, but back in a headfirst dive, gets him safe to the bag. Still a man on first, and a 1-0 count coming home. Runner taking off from first, pitches low, throw down to second, not in time. A stolen base for Jake Beauchesne. He continues to show off the speed on the base paths. A huge jump from him, and that gets him into scoring position with only 1 out in the bottom of the third. Rafters still a 3-run game, but they're staying in this one. You see the Woodchucks offense and compare it with what the Rafters have been able to do this season, and see a 5-0 lead, you think, uh-oh, as this one's grounded over to third, picked up, throw to first is in time. It's a 5-3 putout to take care of Matanaka as Jake Beauchesne remains on second, not able to get the jump to third, and brings up Landon Gaz with a runner in scoring position, but 2 outs in the bottom of the third. I was talking about it, but you see a 5-0 lead, and a lot of time you can lose hope in a team, but the Rafters here, they've played from behind a few times this season, and it kind of feels like it's gotten to a breaking point right now where the Rafters say, hey, we've got nothing to lose. First pitch on the way home, called for strike number one, an 0-1 count. And hoping to show off that mentality here. And last year's broadcaster for the Rafters called it the scrappy rat mentality. 0-1 count coming home is called for strike number two, an 0-2 count. And I found that out when talking with Mike Spears, the Rafters pitching coach. Spears had a shirt that he was wearing that said scrappy rat mentality. And I asked him, hey, where'd you get that shirt? Mentioned it was from last year as the 0-2 count misses away in the dirt. Ball number one, 1-2 the count to Gaz. And it's just something that he says he reminisces on, you know, kind of just fighting day in and day out. And that's what he wants the guys to do here. Rafters trying to show that at the plate. Just getting run after run and trying to do that. Gaz with a 1-2 count. Foul tip, strike number three, and that takes care of the third inning. And with that, the Rafters not able to manage a run despite the one hit that they had. There were no errors, and the Rafters left one on base. They'll try and keep this a 5-2 game. When we come back in the top of the fourth, this is Rafters Baseball on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the fourth inning, and the Rafters trailing 5-2, but Tristan Krusenberry had a very strong-looking third inning. Retired three of the four batters he faced. The only one that he didn't retire, a walk to Zach Knowlton with two outs. So now back to the nine-hole batter. Jake Birkeland will lead off the top of the fourth, a 5-2 lead for the Woodchucks. Righty-righty matchup with Krusenberry on the mound and Birkeland at the plate. First pitch on the way, misses in the dirt, ball number one. Birkeland 0-for-1 in the game. He did come around to score, though, as he reached on a fielder's choice back in the second. 1-0 count on the way home, called for strike number one. Now 1-1 the count. And here in the top of the fourth inning, we're going to go ahead and give you a scoreboard look as the out-of-town scores start rolling in. 1-1 count gets a big swing and a miss at a low pitch. Now a 1-2 count to Birkeland. And a reminder that in the fifth inning, we'll be doing our Rafters mailbag Q&A session. Breaking ball sent home as this one is popped up. Middle of the infield, third baseman Skinner over to it. He'll make the play for out number one. One up, one down in the fourth inning. Krusenberry continuing to create poor contact. And it brings us back to the top of the card with Noah Malone up at the plate. And Malone, base is empty. One out in the top of the fourth. A three-run Woodchucks lead. Hoping to get the offense back on track with where they were at in the second inning. Malone had a two RBI single in that frame. Sent home a couple of runs. That made it 5-2 as the first pitch to him called for strike number one in 0-1 count. He's 1-for-2 in the game. Prior to his single, he flew out to left field. 0-1 the count, and the pitch coming home misses high for ball number one. Going back to the Rafters mailbag, if you'd like to have your questions answered, feel free to email them to raftersradiobroadcast@gmail.com. I'll be answering any and all questions as the 1-1 count misses for ball number two, now 2-1. Well, any and all questions within reason. As the pitch coming home misses in the dirt, now 3-1 to Malone. Looking forward to answering your guys' questions. Love getting to interact with the fans. And 3-1 count coming home. It misses high for ball number four. And a One out walk to Noah Malone. Not the worst thing in the world that could have happened. Malone has been crushing Rafters pitching this year and reaching base for the second time today. It brings up Christian Smith-Johnson with a man on first and one out in the top of the fourth. A 5-2 Woodchucks lead. Runner taking off from first. It's outside. Throw on down from Garrett. It is on the money but not picked up by Akko. It bounces off his glove and that's a tough one to take as it's a stolen base for Noah Malone. A near perfect throw from Harrison Garrett, but just not able to be brought in at second. So now a man in scoring position with one out in the top of the fourth. 1-0 the count to Christian Smith-Johnson. Rosenberry looks back to second, now fires home and gets the pitch called for strike number one. 1-1 the count, and the Rafters trying to take down the division-leading Woodchucks, 15-3-1. 1-1 the count coming home. This one's hit out towards right field. Kobayashi is there. He's under it. Runs up on it. Makes the catch. Will now try and throw to third. It's a great throw, but not quite in time as Skinner had to come slightly off the bag. And Noah Malone does advance on it, so a productive out, but it is out number two in the inning as it brings up Dylan Schlotterbeck with a man on third and two away in the top of the fourth, still a 5-2 lead. Mentioned I would take a look at the scoreboard, and with two outs here, we're going to have to go a little bit quickly, hopefully at the very least. Dylan Schlotterbeck now at the plate, righty-righty matchup, first pitch misses high for ball number one. Schlotterbeck 0-2 on the game. Taking a look at the out-of-town scoreboard in Kalamazoo, it's a 7-inning game, a 10-1 victory for the Growlers over the Rockford Rivets in game number one. Over in Battle Creek, same deal. Battle Jacks won 12-7 against the Royal Oak Leprechauns. The 1-0 count is fouled back by Schlotterbeck. Now 1-1 the count. Over in La Crosse, it's the bottom of the 7th inning. The Eau Claire Express leading 3-2. In Thunder Bay, it's a 2-0 Wilmer lead in the bottom of the 7th. 1-1 count coming home. This one's laced out towards right field, down the line in foul territory, racing over to it. Kobayashi can't get there. It lands in the grass. Now a 1-2 count. It's the top of the 2nd in game number 2 in Kalamazoo, and the Growlers leading it 2-0 over the Rivets. Top of the 2nd in Battle Creek, but Royal Oak has the lead 2-0, trying to split the doubleheader. Over in Traverse City, it's a 3-1 lead for the Pit Spitters over the Kingfish. Laced over to third base, caught out of the air by Skinner, and that is out number three in the fourth inning. What a catch from Luke Skinner to retire Dylan Schlotterbeck and keep this thing a 5-2 game. Finishing up with the out-of-town scoreboard, over in Madison, it's a 3-0 Dock Spiders lead in the top of the fourth. In Green Bay, it's the bottom of the fourth inning, tied at zero. In Duluth, it's 5-0 Huskies over the Waterloo Bucks. In Mankato, tied 1-1 in the bottom of the third. In St. Cloud, it's tied at zero in the bottom of the second. And in Badlands, it's the top of the first game just started between the Big Sticks and the Honkers. And the game between the Loggers and Express not yet started for this game. But that's going to do it for the fourth inning. In the inning, the Woodchucks, no runs on no hits, no errors, and one left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's 5-2 Woodchucks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party.
Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
It's the bottom of the fourth, and Luke Skinner at the plate swings and fouls the first pitch back. Now an 0-1 count. The Rafters trailing 5-2 in the bottom of the fourth, and Skinner, the left-handed hitting third baseman, once again taking on Zach Wyatt. He's continued to look pretty good here, but the Rafters have been able to get a few hits against him as the 0-1 count misses high, now 1-1. Six hits in the game for the Rafters. They've actually out-hit the Woodchucks, but the Woodchucks, almost all of their hits came in a row as this one is grounded over to the right side of the infield, picked up at second, throw on to first, is in time for the 4-3 putout. Luke Skinner retired for the first time this game, and it brings up Harrison Garrett with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the fourth. Still a three-run lead for the Woodchucks, and Harrison Garrett has been red hot for the Rafters. Only two hits in now his fourth game, but he's only been retired twice. As the first pitch, he swings and misses on an 0-1 count. And the reason why he is 2-for-4 is because he's walked four times and been hit by four pitches. 0-1 count coming home. This one's a fly ball out towards right field in no man's land. Dropping down the line, it will reach the grass. And another hit for Harrison Garrett. He continues to just get on base time after time after time. His third hit for the Rafters. He's been retired just twice, and he is now reached base 11 out of 13 plate appearances. He has an .846 on-base percentage. I don't know if I've ever seen an on-base percentage that high before. .846 is crazy. And a pickoff attempt back his way makes sure that he doesn't try and take off. Has not attempted to steal a base yet. Over there on first base, despite all the times on, he's just leaning over there. And now the first pitch to Monum. He places a bunt down back to the mound. It's good enough to move the runner forward. A sacrifice bunt by Mike Monum puts a runner in scoring position as it goes 1-3 on the putout. Harrison Garrett now on second base. Brings up Eric Harper with a runner in scoring position, but two away in the bottom of the fourth. A 5-2 lead for the Woodchucks. And Eric Harper, the right-handed hitting shortstop, it's a righty-righty matchup. And he's been getting on the right track as of late. And it was only a matter of time as the first pitch he swings and misses on. 0-1 the count. Harper had a game of eight straight games where he didn't have a hit. However, he was smoking the ball over that stretch. Getting barrel after barrel, but it just kept finding gloves as the 0-1 count misses outside, now 1-1. So he ended up kind of calming things down three games ago, took two walks, and then two games ago, took another pair of walks. Yesterday, got a pair of hits, now sends one up the middle, and he's got his second hit of this one. Staying on third base is Harrison Garrett, however. They do not try and send him home this time. And the Rafters have runners on the corners with two away in the bottom of the fourth. Brings up the tying runner to the plate with Hiroto Kobayashi coming up. And Kobayashi, the right-handed hitting right fielder, a dangerous hitter who's been hot as of late, but in this game 0-2, but before that, we will see a mound visit as the Woodchucks will send out their pitching coach to have a chat with Zach Wyatt. Zach Wyatt has gone six innings in his last three starts in this one, trying to get through the fourth inning here, but is facing some potential threats. He is still low in his pitch count, though. He's been efficient, only 54 pitches in the game, so shouldn't be too tired. On the other side, Tristan Krusenberry, through four innings, he's thrown 71 pitches. A chance he's back out for a fifth inning. But we'll see if he is. Before that, the Rafters are going to hope to bring this deficit a little bit closer. Kobayashi at the plate. It's a righty-righty matchup with runners on the corners and two away. First pitch misses inside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And mentioned it earlier, Kobayashi over his last 20 games batting .297. He's got an .837 OPS. Pickoff move back to first, but Harper is back in plenty of time. And Harper, a good base stealer. He has not attempted a steal in this game yet, but he certainly could here. 1-0 count coming home. Pitch is right down 8th Street for strike number one. 1-1 the count. Kobayashi, his last time up, flew out to left field, and before that, grounded out. Up for the third time this game, and another pickoff move back to first makes sure that Harper doesn't take off. Over on third base, Harrison Garrett. 1-1 the count to Kobayashi, and the pitch coming home, it misses outside for ball number two. Now a 2-1 count. Kobayashi from Lewis Clark State College on the season, batting just .246. Another pickoff move over to first base. Once again, making sure that Harper doesn't take off. They are clearly nervous about him on the base paths, as they should be. Harper, even though he's struggled getting on base, he has been able to take extra bases when he does get on. That pitch missing away. It's now a 3-1 count. Harper has continued to kind of take extra bases when he can. 3-1 the count to Kobayashi. And he'll just try and get on base here. And that pitch misses low and outside. Ball number four. The Rafters have loaded the bases. That puts the tying run on first. And the go-ahead run at the plate with Kareem Arusevic. And Arusevic, the left-handed hitting DH, it's a lefty-righty matchup with two away, and the Rafters trying to come back into this game. That is the first walk issued by Zach Wyatt. He had not walked a batter prior to that point. All of the base runners had come on hits. The Rafters, 8 hits in this one so far. First pitch to Arusevic, misses low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Arusevic 1-for-2 in the game. He doubled back in the first inning, but his last time up, he struck out looking. 1-0 the count, and Wyatt brings the leg up to fire home, but misses outside. Ball number two, 2-0 the count. And Arusevic, no stranger to taking the walk, but he has been good with the bat in his hands. Batting .267 on the year. On base percentage, .375. 2-0 the count on the way home from Wyatt. And he gets a swing and a miss. A snap throw back to second, trying to get Harper, but not quite in time. That was a good throw and a dangerous play there. Harper a little far off the bag, and, well, I'm sure he won't try and make the same mistake again. Now a 2-1 count to Arusevic. You look back just a couple games ago. I mean, man, oh, man, he was so close to getting a home run. Back against the Dock Spiders as that pitch misses away. A 3-1 count. He's still without a home run in his Rafters career. But he was robbed of one in Fond du Lac by T.P. Wentworth in right field. 3-1 count coming home. Misses inside. He'll take the RBI. Bases loaded, walk. And that makes this a two-run game in the bottom of the fourth. Bases remain loaded. Arusevic on first, Kobayashi on second, Eric Harper now on third, and Harrison Garrett just came home to score. 5-3 in the bottom of the fourth, and Jake Beauchesne at the plate. He has loved hitting the woodchucks so far this season and takes the first one outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting center fielder, a righty-righty matchup with Wyatt still out there. 1-0 the count. The Rafters' last three have reached consecutively. And that pitch once again missing. 2-0 the count. Back-to-back walks by Zach Wyatt, who has been so accurate over these past few games. That's what's made him so dominant. 2-0 the count on the way home, and this one is crushed but fouled down that left field line. Oh, man. That one out of the park, but not fair. If he was able to straighten that one up, would have been electric. The crowd has certainly come out here to Witter Field supporting their Rafters. It's a great atmosphere, and the 2-1 count coming home. Oh, a nasty breaking ball from Zach Wyatt. Catches Beauchesne, now 2-2. Beauchesne from Saddleback College. He's got 5 home runs on the season. 3 of them have come against the Woodchucks, but he swings and misses at strike number 3, and Wyatt avoids the big inning. In that fourth, the Rafters do score 1 run. They pick it up on 2 hits. There were no errors, and the Rafters left 3 on base. We go to the fifth. It is 5-3 Woodchucks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade. Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Pekawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
The stamina man is back out there for the Rafters, also known as Def Ninja, Tristan Krusenberry, the right-handed pitcher, back out for the fifth inning. And here in the top of the fifth, it is time for our mailbag questions. However, going to set the scene of the fifth inning. The Rafters down 5-3, but they've scored 3 unanswered to get back into this one. It's a 2-run game in the top of the fifth. Max Solis leading things off for the Woodchucks. First pitch on the way, a breaking ball misses high for ball number 1. Solis, the right-handed hitting catcher. It's a righty-righty matchup, 1-0 count. Check swing, but doesn't matter. It's called for a strike. 1-1 the count, and Solis 0-2 on the game, although he does have an RBI. Had a ground out back in the first inning that drove one in. 1-1 the count, misses upstairs, now 2-1. That RBI put the Woodchucks up 1-0. And although they scored 4 runs in the second inning, Krusenberry has been able to get back into his flow as the 2-1 count misses high and tight. Now 3-1 to Solis. And Krusenberry, I mentioned him as stamina man because you look at his last time out, 97 pitches. That's a Rafters season high. 3-1 count, fouled straight back out of play. Now 3-2 to Solis. And Krusenberry, man, he is just a unit out there. He doesn't really care. He just wants to pitch. He wants to throw. 3-2 the count, and especially when he's having a good time out there, like you can see he is right now, and a foul ball that can't be caught behind the plate by Garrett. Would have been a tough one. It certainly took a dip off the bat. So it remains 3-2. Krusenberry, through his 4 innings pitched, he does not have a strikeout. 3-2 the count coming home. It misses high for ball number 4. Not able to get a K there, and it's a leadoff walk for Max Solis. Brings up Dom Rodriguez with a man on first and nobody out in the top of the fifth. A 2-run Woodchucks lead, and Rodriguez, the right-handed hitting first baseman. But before that, Mike Spears will head out to the mound to have a chat with Krusenberry. After that 7-pitch plate appearance, Krusenberry up to 78 pitches on the game. You're just four innings pitched, but almost all those runs came back in the second inning when the Woodchucks saw five out of six batters pick up singles to put them up big time on the scoreboard. But since that point in time, Crusenberry has been real dialed in, although the walks a little bit higher than he would have hoped for. His last time out, he walked seven batters over four and two-thirds innings, but he only allowed two hits in the game. That kept his runs allowed to just two on the night. And whenever he's able to limit the hits, that's what you're looking for as a successful game. First pitch on the way to Rodriguez in there, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Crusenberry trying to go through five innings. You look back at last game at Green Bay, he was nearly eligible for the win as that gets a swing and a miss. Now an 0-2 count. Crusenberry was really trying to get that win. In the fifth inning, he actually waved off Ziggy to take him out of the game, and he gets strike three called on Rodriguez. What a beautiful breaking ball there. His first K of the game, and it brings up Hunter Carlson with a man on first and one away. Crusenberry was up to 93 pitches. When he waved off Ziggy, he said, "I want to finish this inning." You could see he was having a good time out there, and we'll see if he can keep that up today. As the first pitch on the way home misses in the dirt, it gets away from Garrett. He picks it up, but not going to have enough time to throw down to second, so he will just toss it back to Crusenberry, as that's going to be a wild pitch that sends Solis to second base. Runner in scoring position and one away on a 1-0 count to Carlson. In the top of the fifth inning, two-run lead for the Woodchucks. 1-0 count coming home. It's popped up to the left side of the infield. Harper, the shortstop, going back out to the lip of the outfield grass and makes the catch for out number two. Brings up Zach Knowlton to the plate with a man on second and two outs in the top of the fifth. 5-3 lead for the Woodchucks. And Crusenberry trying to go through five innings pitched for just the third time this season. His last time that he did that was back on July 9th. First pitch to Knowlton in there for strike number one, an 0-1 count. Back on July 9th, a quality start. He went six innings, allowing three runs. Only one of them was earned. 0-1 the count now to Knowlton. Pitch coming home, misses outside. Now a 1-1 count. His other five-inning performance, going back to Witter Field against Lakeshore on June 22nd in the first half of the season. 1-1 the count on the way home from Crusenberry. It misses inside for ball number two. 2-1 the count. In that game against Lakeshore, he got the win, going five innings, allowing one run on four hits and four walks, although he did not strike out a batter. 2-1 count coming home, swing and a miss for strike number two. Now a 2-2 count. Crusenberry up to 86 pitches on the game, and with the amount of pitches that he can throw in a game, there's a chance that he's back out for the sixth inning. I wouldn't bet on it, but certainly something that could happen. 2-2 the count coming home, and the breaking ball misses low and away for ball number three. Of course, he does have to get through this fifth inning first. He hasn't allowed a hit since the second inning when Christian Smith-Johnson singled. 3-2 the count coming home, and this one is sent over the head of Eric Harper at shortstop into left field. Running up on it now, the center fielder Beauchesne, he throws it in, but it's an RBI single for Zach Knowlton. And the announcer's jinx comes true. Max Solis scores from second base, and with that, Ziggy will step out to the mound, and that will do it for Crusenberry's night. So he goes through 4 2/3 innings and leaves a man on first base with two outs in the top of the fifth. It's now a 6-3 lead for the Woodchucks, and we will head to a break here. And when we come back, a new pitcher for the Rafters comes into the game here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench?
By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Back in the top of the fifth here, and a run did come across on the RBI single from Zach Nolan. That got Tristan Krusenberry pulled from the game, and so coming in to his place, it's Tyler Pacetti, another right-hander for the Raptors, who takes over after Krusenberry went 4 2/3 innings. He does have a runner inherited over at first base, so not quite a final line for Krusenberry just yet, so we'll hold off on reading that. But what I won't hold off on reading is some of the questions here. It's the Raptors mailbag, and with that, I'll be answering questions throughout the game. But leading off the fifth inning, specifically the fifth inning, not throughout the game, throughout the fifth inning, I'll be reading off these questions as Keegan Jerschley at the plate takes the first pitch for ball number one. Right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with Tyler Pacetti on the mound. Runner on first is taking off. Pitch is called for a strike. Throw on down to second. Goes all the way into center field. Running up on it, Beauchesne, and he'll just have to throw it back in on the E2. And while the pitch was called a strike, the throw on down to second was not. A stolen base for Nolan, and then he advances to third on the error. Runner on third and two away in the top of the fifth. 6-3 lead for the Woodchucks. And Pacetti now ready to fire to Jerschley. 1-1 count on the way home is called a ball just below the zone. 2-1 the count. Question coming from Ella is, what team has your favorite logo in the Northwoods League? That's a good one, as the 2-1 count is grounded over to shortstop, picked up by Harper, and it will be caught out of the air for out number three. Well, to answer that question, there are some good logos here, and I'm going to avoid saying the Raptors, and there are some good ones, but I got to think of them right now. See, I'm going to stick with specifically the Great Lakes West, because I know that division a lot better than the others. And we got Wausau, we got Madison. I'm definitely not going to choose Madison. Green Bay, Fond du Lac. Oh, that's not too bad. I like the Dock Spiders. And then Wausau. I could go Wausau, could go Fond du Lac. I'm between those two. And I'm going to go with Fond du Lac. I really like the Dock Spiders logo. So there you go. That's my answer. The Dock Spiders logo is my favorite in the NWL. Quick break here, and when we come back, it's the bottom of the fifth inning. In the fifth, the Woodchucks did score one run on one hit. There was one error, and the Woodchucks left one on base. Bottom of the fifth comes up next. It's 6-3 Woodchucks on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
That sound? It's your recycling at work.
And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%? 25%? Or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Madden Ocko fouls one off with an 0-1 count. That brings it 0-2. We welcome you back to Rafters baseball. It's the bottom of the fifth. We'll continue with the mailbag here in the bottom of the frame for the rest of the fifth inning. As always, you can email raftersradiobroadcast@gmail.com if you'd like to have any questions answered, as the 0-2 count gets a swing and a miss. Strike number three to Madden Ocko, and he is retired for the third time this game. First out of the fifth inning, Zach Wyatt trying to go through five complete. He's allowed just the three runs, although the Rafters have eight hits against him.